All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. So in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Thursday, January 26th. And yesterday, the Nasdaq closed lower for a second day in a row, while the Dow barely eked out a small gain. And it's all about earnings. Yesterday, Microsoft closed lower after reporting. And then we also had Tesla, IBM reporting, a bunch of other companies. So what's happening? And most importantly, how are we trading these markets? By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience. We're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are definitely in the right place. And boy, oh boy, Mark, the markets don't know what they want, do they?
Bipolar markets this morning, Marcus. I mean, gosh, like you said yesterday, Dow finishing positive, slightly positive, eking out a small gain. S&P lower, and today we're actually off to a nice start at the beginning.
Yeah, it's really, if you just look at yesterday, I mean, we gapped lower because Microsoft had these earnings and provided weak guidance, but then we managed to claw our way all the way back, almost positive. I mean, yeah, the Dow positive, S&P and Nasdaq didn't quite make it just there. And today it seems to be exactly the other way around. Today we open higher and pull back. It just shows that right now, there are no major impulse in the market. It's still all about earnings.
True. And we have earnings. There were a few names that reported, some bigger names. But Marcus, there were also some reports that were on the calendar that traders were keeping an eye on.
Yeah. So let's take a look at the economic calendar. And I mean, we talked about it all week. So advanced GDP. And we said, well, unless there's a huge, massive surprise, we don't think that this is really moving the markets. And I mean, traders got a little bit excited with the reading. So let's talk about these.
Yeah, so we saw some volatility pre-market. The reports were released 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, an hour before the opening bell. Gross domestic product rose at an annualized pace of 2.9%, which was slightly better than expected, but lower than the previous reading. So there's some mixed messages there, right? Still advancing or there's growth, but not as good as the quarter before. But then you look at some other numbers. You have durable goods orders coming in much higher than expected. But then those unemployment claims, right? Unemployment claims lower than forecast and also lower than the previous week.
Yeah, and this is showing that the economy is resilient. And this is where, as I said, traders are trying to figure out, okay, what does that mean? Let's take a look at a five-minute chart. Let's actually go to the Nasdaq. When the report came out right here, you see it's a little bit all over the place because we had a flurry of reports. And at first, the reaction was negative, then positive, because this is when traders thought, oh, maybe we can get a soft landing. Maybe we can avoid a recession because the economy is slowing down, but not crashing down. But it seems that the enthusiasm is fading right now.
It definitely does. Markets have been all over the place. No real direction there. Now, it's interesting with the jobless claims, Marcus, because you would think that with all of the layoffs that have been announced, that we'd see a spike in these jobless claims. And that's typically what happens when you have a recession. However, there are a few things going on. One, there are still jobs that are being offered, right? So if someone gets laid off but is still employable and there's another job available for them, then they're just going to take that other job, especially for some of these qualified employees at tech companies that can get hired somewhere else. So they wouldn't be going for unemployment. But then you also have some of these severance packages, and many states do not allow you to collect unemployment if you take a severance package. So they might be getting laid off, but then getting a nice, you know, package from some of these big companies for compensation for that layoff. And so that's not going to be factored into the unemployment claims either. So it's kind of a little misleading, I think, but something that we would keep an eye on, I think, in the months to come, because if we start to see a big unemployment spike, again, that's good for the Fed and for inflation coming down, but not good for the economy.
Yeah. Just peeking ahead at tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning, we have the core PCE price index. That is the Fed's favorite inflation gauge. So we will see. It's supposed to come in a little bit higher than in the previous months. And again, unless it is dramatically different, I don't think that this will be a market mover here tomorrow. Because, I mean, the next Fed meeting is in 6 days. It's next week. Right now, traders are factoring in a 96% probability of a 0.25% hike. And if you also look at it, the probabilities of how much further they will hike rates before they start lowering, nothing has changed here over the past few days. And even for the past few weeks, it has remained pretty much the same.
Yeah, and that's going to be key for next week. The 0.25% hike is at this point a done deal. It's priced into the market. It would be a huge surprise if they did not raise rates, or if they raised rates by a 0.5%. So the 0.25% is really a done deal. But what the Fed intends to do, what they're planning for the future, the wording, if it's very strong that they will raise rates, you know, they're going to be accommodative to data and what's going on in the market, of course. But that projection, what they expect towards the end of the year, any insight there is definitely going to move the market.
Yeah, this will definitely change next week after we have the FOMC statement and then also Powell's press conference, usually 30 minutes after the statement is being released. Yeah, and until then, it's all about earnings. So yesterday we had Microsoft reporting earnings, Microsoft opening massively lower, but then also had this turnaround, and then everybody was waiting for Tesla reporting yesterday after the bell, and it was good.
Yeah, nice move at the open. They were up about 10%. They reported better than expected earnings per share. The revenue was a little bit worse than expected. But traders reacting positively for sure.
Yeah, so right now Tesla still up 8%, so there's definitely some excitement there. On the other hand, good old IBM, my previous employer, down 5.5% after reporting earnings.
Yeah, and this slide has accelerated. You see IBM now at session lows. So starting out, I think about 2% lower, but that drop just continues. They actually reported an earnings beat. They also reported better than expected revenue. Marcus, did you see any guidance that was negative?
No, I haven't seen anything. I just was checking off what IBM is doing here, and it's just plummeting. And with that, they're also dragging down the Dow, right? I mean, IBM, a Dow stock. So right now the Dow slightly negative, while the NASDAQ is still positive, mainly fueled by Tesla, and the S&P 500 is just hanging in there. Yeah, but I mean, there were more earnings that were being reported. So we had Chevron, CVX, reporting earnings better than expected, and they also announced a 75 billion share repurchasing program. So this is where right now they are up 3%.
Yeah, not too bad there. And I just went to see if there was anything else with IBM. They announced that they will cut 3,900 jobs, which we've seen has been a positive for many of these stocks anyway. I don't see anything that stands out as reason why IBM's down so much. But Chevron, nice move for Chevron.
Yeah, Chevron. And then we also had some more airlines reporting. So we had Southwest reporting, and Southwest, gosh, I mean, after the debacle around Christmas, they posted a larger than expected loss, and therefore right now falling 5.5%.
Yeah, a $220 million loss for the fourth quarter, largely due to that, debacle, like you said, where expenses were up significantly because of all of the issues they had to deal with.
Yeah. American Airlines also reporting. American Airlines were up a little bit earlier, but now, just slightly unchanged, a little bit down now, 0.8%. And they delivered an earnings beat, very similar to what we heard from United and Delta, I believe, last week already.
Yep. And they said it was, opposite of Southwest, that they had better than expected profits because of strong holiday demand and the higher fares.
Well, because they were flying.
Well, so yeah.
I think it's important for airlines.
It's good to be flying.
Yep. You need to have airplanes in the air, not on the ground. That definitely helps. Okay, let's take a look at our positions and see what is happening here. So not a whole lot happening because with the markets, let's just go back for one more moment and take a look at the S&P 500 because the S&P 500 on a daily chart, we see it just diddling around and it is still, it seems, fighting around the 4,000 level. Let me just draw a horizontal line here really quick right there that we then can switch to a 5-minute chart so that we see how we are impacted right there by the 4,000 level. Look at this. I mean, today, so far, acting as support yesterday, then we had here the battle around 4,000. We just see that this 4,000 level, a little bit above, a little bit below, a little bit above, a little bit below, but no real breakthrough at this point. Just diddling along, it seems.
Trying to find some direction.
Yeah, also right now using the 200-day moving average as support, and hopefully it stays this way. So this would be nice. And if you're looking at the 50-day moving average, we are getting close to the golden cross mark here in the S&P 500.
Yeah, where that 50-day crosses above the 200-day long-term moving average is eclipsed by a shorter term. And some would argue that that is a significant event.
We see it if you're zooming back out. So the last time it happened was in June 2020. And then we had this massive bull run. Here we had the death cross. That is the opposite. But we see that whenever it happens, this golden cross, that usually we see a little bit of a market rally. So let's see. This will be interesting. Probably not happening this week, but maybe next week.
Could be.
All right. Well, let's take a look at our positions. But with this going on, it's also just diddling along here. So CTRA, a little bit all over the place. I mean, yesterday opening slightly lower, moving lower, and then basically opening just a tad higher where they closed. So your 26 calls are probably expiring worthless. Are you interested in rolling those?
There just isn't the premium to roll. Even at the open today for next week, it looked like there was maybe 20 cents premium. But to roll, I'd have to buy back this week and sell next week. And I needed 40 cents to get that 60% annualized that I'm after and that you're after as well in order to roll. So we upped the ante a little bit on a roll to otherwise we'll let it expire worthless and look to sell calls next week.
Yeah. Google. So you were able to sell some calls against your existing position in Google.
Well, close. Okay. Technically I had a chance to sell calls, but I didn't do it. So with Google, Google is reporting earnings next week. Right. And just like we would expect, when you have earnings, there's greater premium priced into the options. Now, as an options trader, I do not like selling calls or selling options naked into earnings because you could always get an extreme reaction that makes the loss significant. But since I own shares of Google, I would be happy to sell calls to take advantage of that extra premium. So there was some real great premium in the 104 calls for next week, enough to get 30% annualized. 78 cents would be the cutoff for today, and the high of the day was 84 cents. When we were looking at it together in our mastermind check-in call this morning, it was trading around 75 cents. I was hoping to see another pop back above 80, and that just wasn't the case. We've reversed a little bit. So this is one I'm going to keep an eye on today and tomorrow, see if we get a little more of a rally. I think we need to get above 97 again to get the premium that I would want. Right now, Google trading at 96.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, it just lackluster trading. And so this morning, as the markets were higher, not a whole lot popping up on the scanner. And most of the stocks that are popping up are not really interested. We looked at it already earlier this morning. So with the markets diddling along here, no real, really exciting opportunities. I think the most exciting opportunity, we talked about it yesterday, was Intuit. That was probably... How is it doing today? Into let's just take a look at this. Okay, moving higher. So that if you have taken this trade yesterday, the 365 was available at some point. You should be doing really, really well because it was the 365 expiring tomorrow.
Yeah, so that's
pretty good. But on this, not a whole lot going on just yet. So maybe tomorrow, after the PCE report is being released, maybe we see some more movement here.
Be nice to get a little more movement to initiate some more trades. We have some dry powder and we're just waiting for the right opportunity to pounce on.
Exactly. But with the VIX being below 20 here, that is the fear index and the volatility index, it just means that there's also very little premium right now available in options. So, I mean, this is where it pays off to be patient. I mean, don't jump the gun. There will be more opportunities than we can take at some point again. So it's okay to have some dry powder here. All right. Anyhow, so if you would like to know more about how we trade options around earnings, I'll link to a video right here. Take a look at this one, and then we'll see you again in the next Stock Market Update tomorrow. Oh, and hit like.
Happy trading, everybody.